Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we're starting off this afternoon with news of filmmaker Dexter Fletcher. He's an interesting guy, actually, quite a career.
He's done some good movies. Rocket Man being the last one, yeah, of course, that he directed. Reportedly brought in to finish Bohemian Rhapsody as well. And Eddie the Eagle was one of the first movies that he directed as well. So he's been brought in by Paramount Pictures to direct The Saint, a new film adaptation of the 1920 novel series. So, of course, it's gone to screen before. We had Roger Moore in the 1960s TV series, and we had a 1997 film with Val Kilmer also played the role.
I've forgotten about that.
There you are. Yeah. So Simon Templar is the lead, aka the Saint, in this sort of Robin Hood-esque criminal and thief for hire series. It has had many adaptations, actually. Vincent Price, Lewis Hayward, George Sanders, and Adam Raynor all did sort of a multiple telemovie or radio or TV series adaptations of it. But talking about the director, Dexter Fletcher, he's actually signed on to direct a movie for Universal as well called Renfield, which is about an asylum inmate who is a servant of Dracula. So he's going to be busy going forward.
He is. So that's what director Dexter Fletcher is up to next. What is Martin Scorsese up to next? How do you follow The Irishman?
I suppose you follow it with something you haven't done before.
Oh, he's done everything, surely.
He has. I mean, you think about gangster dramas, crime thrillers. He's even done family fantasies as well. So the one thing he hasn't done really is a sort of straight up Western.
Ooh.
And he himself is describing Killers of the Flower Moon, which is his next movie that he's doing, as a Western.
Interesting.
It's set in the 1920s. The story focuses on a string of murders of members of the Osage Nation in Oklahoma after oil was discovered beneath their land. And the series of slayings was one of the fledgling FBI's first major homicide investigations. It's based on the non-fiction book The Lost City of Z by author David Gran. And Oscar-winning scribe Eric Roth has adapted the script for the screen.
Okay.
So Scorsese has said that it's going to fit into the world of Western classics like Rio Bravo or The Searchers.
Wow. And he has De Niro on board, hasn't he?
He has. De Niro is playing, he's playing William Hale, the king of the Osage Hills, the man responsible for most of the murders. And Leonardo DiCaprio is also cast in the film. And the rest will be Native American actors.
Gosh.
So the filming is set to begin next month. So there
that
you go.
That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Now tell me about Netflix and Painkiller.
Painkiller is going to be an 8-episode limited series about the origins of the opioid crisis. So Peter Berg is attached to direct all 8 episodes of the series, the first time he's helmed an entire run of a series. So the opioid crisis in America has become a sort of major public health concern in recent years. Widespread overprescribing of drugs like fentanyl or Vicodin has led to massive problems with addiction and overdoses as well. So this is a series that they're sort of fast tracking through. They have some good showrunners attached, actually. Some of the showrunners involved as Eric Newman, who was involved with Narcos Mexico, and they've got Oscar winning filmmaker Alex Gibney as well attached to executive produce. So good people involved.
All right, now the boys are back together.
They are back together. This is Martin McDonagh set to direct Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in a new movie. So the new movie is called The Banshees of Inisheer. And
sounds very Martin McDonagh, doesn't it?
Very much so. And this is going to be two friends who live on a remote Irish island.
Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson on a remote. I'll see, I'm there already.
There you go. And their relationship apparently turns upside down when one abruptly ends their friendship after an impasse, which results in alarming circumstances for both. It's apparently based on the only play that he's written that hasn't never been staged.
Oh.
So it's going to screen now on a $20 million budget. And the filming for it is going to happen this summer for a 2021 release.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell together can only be a good thing. Now, something that wasn't a good thing. Cats. Cats
indeed.
Really was a bit of a bomb, really, at the box office. But you have the figures for us, Garrett.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, there's been a lot of movies in the past where negative publicity has surrounded them, but they've actually done okay at the box office. And, you know, there's an urban myth around them that they really perform badly. Well, Cats actually performed really badly.
Yeah, there wasn't enough of the usher, we should see it anyway, I think.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't. So the production budget was about 95 million, right?
Yeah.
So in the US, it has just closed its theatrical run and it's only made 27 million there. Overseas, 46 million. So 73 million. So it's even shy of its production budget. So they reckoned that it would have needed somewhere in the region of 250 million to break even, to cover the likes of the exhibition costs and the distribution costs as well. So they're nowhere near that. So it's a bit of a huge failure for them. So yeah, critics and fans just stayed away ultimately in the end. So
it happens
studios every now and again, but you could imagine you know, with Universal at the helm here, you know, they'll have other hits, but at the same time you don't want to see that happening.
No, exactly. Now, you've been telling us about two directors so far, Dexter Fletcher and Martin Scorsese. Now what about Olivia Wilde?
Olivia Wilde is set to direct and produce Perfect.
Now, she did a great job in Booksmart.
Booksmart was her directorial debut, and she is going on to direct another movie called Don't Worry Darling. That's her next project, but after that she's going to direct this one called Perfect, which is a true story about a gymnast's triumph, that's Kerry Strug's triumph, against all odds to win Team USA's first gold medal at the 1996 Olympics. It's based on a book called Landing on My Feet, A Diary of Dreams, and the film will deal with how she completed her final vault at the Atlanta Olympics on an already badly injured ankle. And she made her landing as required, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. Then she collapsed and was carried to the medals podium to join her team. So I think there's a lot around that story.
Yeah.
Ronnie Sandell, who wrote Borg versus McEnroe, has written the script to this and casting is underway. So that sounds like a good project.
It certainly does. Now, Claire Denis, the director, working with actor Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, this is an English language thriller called The Stars at Noon. It's a story that's set during the Nicaraguan Revolution and the height of the Contra War in that country in 1984. Pattinson will play a mysterious English businessman who meets an American journalist, played by Margaret Qualley, reporting on the revolution. The two have an instant connection and a passionate romance ensues, only for a dangerous labyrinth of lies and conspiracies to force them to try and escape the country.
Robert Pattinson, he's making interesting choices at the moment, isn't he?
He has ever since Twilight. He's always made interesting choices. He's been in some very good movies.
Yeah.
I hope Batman, that he's starring in, doesn't ruin him, because sometimes those big movies just bring too much attention. I mean, he was last seen in The Lighthouse.
I know,
he makes really interesting choices. So that sounds like another good one.
Okay, what trailer are you recommending?
Well, fans of Wes Anderson will be delighted to know that he has a new movie coming. The trailer was released last week
for
the French Dispatch. And it has the look and feel of all his movies, which is kind of what we love from him anyway. It's a love letter itself to journalists set in an outpost of an American newspaper in a fictional 20th century French city that brings to life a collection of stories published in the French Dispatch magazine. He writes and directs. But what a cast.
What a cast.
I mean, look at that
really
cast list that I have
really
there.
Impressive.
Benicio del Toro, Frances McDormand, Adrian Brody, Bill Murray, Christopher Waltz, Tilda Swinton, Willem Dafoe, Edward Norton, Elizabeth Moss, Lea Seydoux, Saoirse Ronan and Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
I mean, what a list.
Incredible
they
cast.
All want to work
they
for
do.
Him. So it's coming our way, I think, the end of August. We have a little bit of time to wait, but do check out the trailer.
It's a quirky trailer. It's called The French Dispatch. New releases in cinemas this weekend, beginning with this one.
I've had dogs all my life. They're all different. They have personalities.
Buck.
In John Thornton's case, when he finds Buck, he finds a companion for an adventure. It changes John Thornton's life. It changes Buck's life.
I never saw him believe in anything as much as he believes in you.
Are you coming?
Get in here, come on. You can give them affection, companionship, and in turn, they will love you. You're a good dog.
That is The Call of the Wild, Garrett.
Yeah, I think this will be a family favourite, actually, and led, of course, by Harrison Ford there. So Buck is a friendly dog stolen away from his Californian home and dragged to the Alaskan Yukon during the 1890s gold rush. All seems lost until he befriends John Thornton, who takes him on an adventure where Buck finds his new calling in the world. As I said, Harrison Ford and Karen Gillan starring in this one. It's directed by Chris Sanders, and it's based on a book of the same name by Jack London.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of intrigued that to see Harrison Ford linked to this film, but it works, as you say. It's perfectly enjoyable for all the family, and the kids will love it, particularly if they're dog lovers. And then Harrison is there for the adults, so yeah, it's win-win. Yeah, yeah. That's The Call of the Wild. What else have we?
Bram's the Boy 2. This is sort of a horror sequel, really, directed by William Brent Bell. It's shortly after a young family moves to Hellshire Mansion. Their youngest son befriends a porcelain doll named Brahms, yet this doll seems to be eerily lifelike. Mm-hmm. Katie Holmes leading the cast in that. We also have a comedy that stars Tiffany Haddish, Rose Byrne, and Salma Hayek.
Yes.
Yeah, this is called Like a Boss. And when a beauty business partner and best friends, Mia and Mel, accept a generous investment from a cosmetic titan, they don't quite know what they're getting into. But as things take a turn, they must step up and show who's boss. So we've also got Greed.
Yeah.
This is released. This is planning a lavish 60th birthday party on a Greek island. A flashy sort of fashion mogul, Richard McCready, must reverse public perception of his image if anyone is going to attend. Steve Coogan, Isla Fisher, and David Mitchell starring in Greed.
Yeah, I saw this during the week. You know, in many ways this shouldn't work because it's this sort of mix of comedy and dark themes. It's sort of a satire on the rich and the decadence of all that. So, for example, it'll move from, you know, sweatshops to back to our main character on his yacht. It's sort of this unusual satire, but I actually quite enjoyed it, I have to say. And a good ensemble cast there. That is Greed. And one more to mention.
Yeah, Waiting for Anya. This is set during the horrors of World War II. Joe, a young shepherd, along with the help of a widow, helps to smuggle Jewish children across the border from southern France into Spain. Angelica Houston and Jean Reno starring in that one.
And you always leave us with a TV movie recommendation.
Yes, this is American Made, which is a fact-based sort of drama with Tom Cruise leading the cast in this. He's a pilot who's recruited to act as a courier for the CIA in the 1980s, but he can't resist the sideline job of trafficking drugs for a cartel. And of course, that gets him into a lot of difficulty. The leader of the CIA in this film is Donald Gleason, who has a good role in it as
very
well.
Nice,
so
yeah.
That movie, American Made, on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, so Donald Gleason in a new trailer as well for the TV
Waller-Bridge
series. Phoebe
yeah.
Waller-Bridge, he's in that new series.
He's in a lot of things,
Donald. That's called Run.
Very busy, yeah.
Yes, not a dull moment for him.
And he's good in this.
Yeah, okay, that's on Channel 4 tonight, is it?
It's tonight, yeah.
Tonight
9 p.m.
at 9.
American Made.
Lovely. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.